On Tuesday, there is a new rule going into effect that affects marketing of cigarettes. Beginning on Tuesday, cigarette companies can no longer use the words light, mild, or low when they are marketing their products. Obviously, those terms aren't used to imply that these cigarettes are less bad for you than others. Louise Story is with us. She's the finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. And is this just a question of marketing, or are we talking about them changing products themselves?
Well, you know, there were studies that showed that people thought that these light cigarettes were less bad for you. So the tobacco law last year said you can't use those terms. But the thing is, big business often finds a way around things. And what they've done here, the cigarette companies, is they've started using color-coded hints, gold and light green and lighter colors, to indicate which ones are the light ones. And the Altria group with Marlboro really stepped over the line, apparently, by putting a special note on their cigarettes and saying, this packaging may look different, but the cigarettes are the same. And so yesterday, the FDA sent a really stern letter to them and said, we want to know all about your marketing. What does your research show about what people think about the gold color? And you got to stop telling them that it's the same cigarette.
These are products where, from what I understand, the light cigarette, they put little holes in the filters to kind of get, well, this is what, from looking up light cigarettes, they puff on by these smoking machines, and basically the holes in the filters are supposed to dilute the cigarette smoke. So that implies that there's at least some kind of change in the product, but are they saying that they can't advertise that change in the product at all?
Well, what they want is for people not to think that it's okay to smoke these cigarettes. Actually, New York City Department of Health started a campaign this week aimed at these light cigarettes, and they have these commercials that are saying, just because you think they're light doesn't mean they're okay. In fact, they have the same chemicals as the other ones. So the concern is, you know, not giving business a way to get find its way around the new law, as it so often does, and you could see something else come out about these colors. Now, in the defense of the cigarette companies, they say, okay, we've got to differentiate our products. You know, people want to know what product is what. We need colors or something. You know, if you can't use words, if you can't use colors, what can you use? Pictures? I mean,
right.
So they say we need some way to differentiate. So it's a tough battle.
Well, I'm sure they will find some way to differentiate between them. The question is, you know, whether or not people will respond with new laws. Louise Story is a finance reporter for a partner in the New York Times. You know, Louise, I got to ask you, we're doing this summer music remix thing, and we're asking everybody what their best summer tune is. Do you have a summer song?
I saw the Broadway play Fela recently, and I've really been loving listening to the old original Fela Kuti, so I would say Fela is my summer music.
Summer of 2010. Fela,
yep.
That's great.
Yep.
You can also give us your suggestions on what is your favorite song for the season. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can visit our site, thetakeaway.org.